the spiritual, the paranormal, angels,
demons,
off-worlders,
UFOs,
conspiracies,
weird weather, seen and the unseen. It's Sight Unseen with your host, psychic and medium, Danielle Agnew.
Hey everybody, how are you? I am your host, Danielle Agnew. You are listening to Sight Unseen only here on mtradio.net. Loving life in 3 feet of snow. Okay, maybe two, but here in Montana, actually 3 feet in front of my house today. I was like, whoa, once the snow plows hit it, you're going through 6 feet. I saw buried cars. It's fascinating up here in Big Sky Country. It is lovely to be back with you guys. I had a fantastic holiday break. I hope you all had a very Merry Christmas, and I hope you all had a brilliant New Year. Obviously, we were off for a couple of weeks there, but you know, hey, we got the holidays rolling, and so I figured you guys were out partying too. Our last two shows, of course, being on Christmas. I believe it was Christmas Eve and New Year's Eve. So I figured you guys were probably doing your thing, living life, living large. And I am thrilled to be live and back in the saddle and with me for a guest, not only on Sight Unseen, but also to follow as a special guest host for The Soul, which is typically guest hosted, or rather hosted by my dear friend Roy Pack. Tonight, filling in on both positions is my dear friend, Celtic tonal healer, Marcia Reichert, who owns Soul Sync Bodywork here in Billings, Montana, and is a very talented vocal healer and tonal healer herself. Welcome to the show, Marcia.
Thanks, Danielle. How are you?
I am doing fabulous, darling. Good, simply good. Fabulous. Did you get here okay in all the snow?
Oh, yeah. I slid around a little bit. That's okay.
That's okay.
From here, I'm used to that.
Yeah, exactly. I know, right? God, me too. Finally, getting an all-wheel drive vehicle this year helped a lot.
Yes, it does.
Compared to, I loved my Chrysler last year, but that Chrysler 200, a gorgeous car, but it does not handle in the snow.
Right.
It looks hot, doesn't handle in the snow.
It was That's awfully cute, yes.
I know, right?
Mm-hmm.
God. But this year, obviously, rolling around in the Dodge Journey.
The all-wheel drive Dodge Journey.
Sounds like I'm sponsored by, I'm not sponsored by Dodge or Chrysler. That just happens to be the two cars I had. But Marcia, my God, you know, you and I, of course, we had a wonderful opportunity to have dinner.
Yes,
before we came in here to the studio tonight. And we were discussing some very major changes going on in this 2015 year of reconciliation.
Right.
And yeah. So I'm going to set up for our listeners what we're going to talk about today. And hopefully, as we're speaking, we offer you guys, of course, to call in live in studio with your thoughts as we're getting our topic going here. I'll give you the number in just a second. But man, this is an intense time period. January 3rd was the full Cancer moon, full moon in Cancer, which brought out a lot of emotionality. We're going to talk about that in a minute. And right now, we also have Uranus, which is the planet that rules steadfastness or stubbornness, squaring off against Pluto, which is the planet that rules basically dreams and visions and everything else.
Right.
And in addition, excuse me, to that, we've got this brand new 2015 year of reconciliation energy going.
Yes.
So there's a lot happening with people, and people are experiencing challenges, changes, the evacuation of old identities. That from an angel in the studio just now. I'm like, evacuation of old identities. That's fabulous. You're making me sound really brilliant, dude, whoever you are. Thank you. So, I mean, it's literally, I've been dealing with clients, Marcia, and people feeling like their entire world not has crumbled, yet they are allowing people and places and jobs and identities that no longer serve them, just letting them drop right off.
Right. And sometimes it's happening without you really wanting to happen, but it's going to work out better in the long run.
Well, exactly. And a lot of that too, you know, not wanting it to happen. That is people sometimes telling us to take a flying leap.
Right.
Yes. Because their path is going to the side. So to expand on this just a bit, and I'm going to ask your opinion on this here. One of the most interesting deals with the square with Uranus and Pluto right now is that it is, according to astrologers who tend to be a touch black and white and a little dour, in my opinion. But according to astrologers, this is a karmic time for people's karma to come back around. Pluto basically orbits the sun every 248 years.
Right.
So this is a huge karmic return for people.
Right.
And what that's meaning, of course, is that, you know, people are Well, actually, no. What do you think that means?
Well, I read that a lot of times it's marked by genocides and things like that. I haven't heard that happening right now, but big changes are happening in our world. And I've seen it with a lot of different people, including myself.
Right.
And every once in a while, you.
Oh, God. Oh, God, I've got a lot of change. I tell you, I'm a Pisces. In case anybody is really curious, which I doubt anybody gives a hoot. But I am a Pisces with a Leo moon and a Cancer rising, which means me and change. Oh, God, I don't want to go through change. I will go through change crying and sucking my thumb, but I will get there. And it's been very tumultuous for people.
It has.
Yeah. And I know you work on people energetically with your voice. And actually, tell our listeners a little bit about what you do. I don't want to frame this up improperly.
I work with people with my voice, yes. I sing Celtic music while I work with their own energies and balance all the energy they've got going on. With that, I can take care of karma that they want to release. I can help them with curses or whatever they've got going on, and a lot of times physical problems that they've got going on too. I'm also a massage therapist, so I use that while I'm working, and I use a lot of different kinds of energy work too, including acupressure and Reiki. I'm a Reiki master, and also some chakra balancing and lots of other things worked in there.
You're kind of like the one-stop shop for energy work. I was on your table yesterday going, what's wrong with me? Oh, my God. So, no, but it's a good thing because when people go in, I want to define karma for folks.
Right.
Because there's a lot of misinformation about karma.
A ton.
Right? I mean, the thing is, we think about karma as something that is coming back to get us. Okay? Like, I've got karma from my last life that's coming to get me now. I hate to be a buzzkill with a lot of people out there. And here's the deal. Unless you agree in the waiting room before you're born, okay, mm-hmm. you're a soul. And unless you find another soul that you did wrong or they did you wrong, unless you make an agreement with that individual that when you incarnate into these bodies, you are going to attempt to work on whatever it was wrong that you did to the other person. That's not karma. That's an agreement to work on an issue.
Right.
Okay?
Right.
Unless that happens, The wrongs from your past life are not going to follow you into this life and chase you down and eat your face off.
No.
No.
They especially don't eat your face off, but...
No.
They, you know, it's not like a punishment either.
Exactly.
You know, so...
No, and we're not going to be punished in the now...
Right.
For something we did three lifetimes ago. Now,
right.
I realize this is a differing opinion for many practitioners out there.
Right.
This has been my observation in dealing with angelic life and dealing with human souls over and over again. We don't pay today for something we did 300 years ago. Okay?
No.
It's just not how it works. Karma is actually, I think about it as cause and effect.
Mm-hmm.
And if I'm a real douche in this life, then in this life, there will be a reaction to my douchiness. And that's called cause and effect. I'd like to say that rather than karma.
Yes, absolutely. It doesn't work the way a lot of people say it works. It's not a punishment at all. It's like you said, cause and effect. It's just us. If there's anything in it, lifetime after lifetime, it's us judging ourselves for what we did.
Absolutely. And then you, when I'm being worked on by you, say... You do a lot of energetic work that releases mm-hmm. self-judgment.
Right.
I've noticed that the work that you do also gets in there and releases past life guilt. We can carry guilt from past
lives.
Sure,
we can. All kinds of guilt.
Yeah. And that can stop us from doing things in this lifetime, yet that's not karma. That's the guilt we carry.
Right. Right. Doesn't have anything to do with any punishment from anybody up above. It's just us.
Yeah. What is that? Why are we obsessed with making God such an a-hole? What is that about? God is not an a-hole, people. God's cool. And we make God in our own image, and then God's an a-hole. And
right.
That's just not who God or what God is.
Yeah. We're the judgy ones. He's not.
Exactly. It's fine. It's okay with everybody. Doesn't matter who you're sleeping with. It doesn't matter what you're doing. It's fine with your path.
Mm-hmm.
You know, we are not fine with our own paths.
Right. Exactly.
So as somebody who's so sensitive vibrationally... to energies, and you are.
Mm-hmm.
What feedback can you give our listeners about this time of great introspection? Because many people their ships are dashing against their own rocks, their own rocky coastline of their own inability to trust themselves right now. And it's these ships are bashing against people's coastlines of second-guessing themselves. What advice can you give people on this, on how to navigate this rocky coastline?
You know, I think it's really helpful if you can back up from your life and get out of your head a little bit and look at it from somebody else's point of view and start talking about in your head about the good things about yourself. Start looking at all your attributes instead of beating yourself up. Quit judging yourself and start loving who's in there, especially right now, because that is squaring off. You know, Uranus and Pluto is a huge thing that squared off. So it's bringing up all kinds of things that we haven't seen for 248 years.
And let us not forget, speaking of that, I certainly don't mean to jump in on your comment here, although I am.
Rude.
But yet, what that made me think of, 248-year cycle, is that made me think of the fact that tonight, the Lovejoy comet is passing by the Earth. And that happens once every 8,000 years.
Right.
And comets bring enormous transcendent energy through.
Mm-hmm. So get ready. Just be nice to yourself and don't judge yourself.
Isn't that hard for us not to do that?
It's definitely hard.
Especially, I've noticed, not all younger people, not that I'm old or you're old, but I'm talking people under the age of 20. Mm-hmm. They tend to be kinder to the self.
Mm-hmm.
Yet what I'm noticing is that a lot of that generation, the millennials, can struggle in the area of thinking that doing something for the self is selfish because they are so community-minded.
Yeah, that's absolutely true. I mean, it's true that they do that. It's not true that, you know, that's a true thing.
Sure. Gotcha. It depends on what the meaning of the word is.
Exactly. Holy cow, I don't even know if I can talk today.
You're doing great, sister, and everybody's talking about it. Seriously.
Well, that's a good thing. But yeah, I think they're a little less judgy on themselves. You know, I do think that some of them are coming out saying that they're depressed right now and they don't really know what's going on. But like I said before, slow down, take a breath, love yourself, start looking at the good things and feel the really good energy tonight because it's going to amp up quite a bit.
Yeah, this is positive energy, you guys. Something else that I want to add here before I throw out our studio number for y'all to call is that we just came out of, to recap, a full moon in Cancer on January 3rd. So who can't talk tonight? My God, I take 2 weeks of vacation off. My brain turns into holiday jello. This is sad. Looking at this, we have an opportunity here with Cancer Moon to evaluate what no longer serves us.
And exactly.
And I have had a significant amount of clients calling that are going through issues that have to do with leaving behind past identities and not participating with dramas and weirdness and BS that formerly have been in play. So honestly, I think for those, like you said, forgive yourself.
Mm-hmm.
If you're finding that maybe a person that's been on your path for many years, whose life path is very valid, if they're choosing to learn through drama, that's valid. Yet that may not be your path, you know.
Right.
And people are feeling, they're having guilt with letting these people go. And
a lot of guilt, yeah.
What would you say as an energy healer about the guilt? Where does that live in the chakral system?
The lower three chakras, especially the third chakra, right in your stomach. Right above your belly button. And that's why you feel that feeling, that gut feeling that just doesn't feel right. It doesn't feel good. Feels kind of nasty, really.
The third chakra above your belly button, known as the sacral chakra, is where is housed the emotional identity of the self. This is where you bring yourself into the world. I just had to
Isn't she funny?
Like, what's wrong with her? But no, this is what I'm hearing. I'm hearing this angelic life. And that's sort of how they talk. I swear, they sound like the computer from
hell. Well, that is true. Yeah, they're all very direct.
Very direct and very calm. And they sound like they were on 2001, A Space Odyssey. Like hell.
Unlike me.
I know, unlike me either. Come on, let's add it up. Let's get some feeling
animated Muppets.
Thank God. Live your life, people. If you've been going through a hard time and you're listening out there and you want to call in live and talk to us about something that's just maybe falling out of your life that's not working well for you, or perhaps there's something going on that you want to get involved with, a piece of your identity that's terrifying you, that's also what people are going through.
Oh, boy.
Right? Yeah. Yeah. Call us up. Share your story. You've got two intuitives here that'll look into your situation. You can call us live here at area code 406-545-4496 and make sure to hit option one to come through to the show in the studio. That's area code 406-545-4496. Option one. Call us with your questions about WTF, man, with my identity. What's happening out there?
What's going on? Have you heard about all the breakups lately?
Do tell.
Oh, my. I've heard about all kinds of people breaking up lately. And I think that's part of it, because people realize that they're on two different paths right now.
Yeah.
And we just can't stay on that same catering to everybody.
No.
System.
And it's okay, you guys, if you're out there and you are making delineations between your needs and the need of a partner.
Right.
It is way okay. In body work, Marcia, you are also a licensed massage therapist. Now, I realize that a lot of the work that you do is energetic. I think it's important to mention the massage part, not to say that you're giving massages per se. But the fact is, you are very anatomically versed. Oh, we got a call. Hold on. I'm going to say this comment. Hey, caller. Welcome to the show. You're on Sight Unseen. I'm your host, Danielle Agnew. Our guest is Marcia Reichert. What's your name and where are you calling from?
Hi, this is Brian from Michigan.
Brian from Michigan. It is awesome to hear from you, my friend. How was your holiday?
Actually, it was quite nice, the first half of it. The second half, we might not want to talk about that. But
So, Brian, what have you noticed about this incredibly transient time in the shedding off of the old and the taking on of the new?
Well, actually, I did want to add one thing when you were mentioning all the planetary phenomenon. There is one more that has entered the mix. We also are in a Mercury retrograde. The shadow period started yesterday.
Oh, fabulous.
Thanks for letting us know, Brian. We're all ecstatic about that.
Brian, this would explain why my iPhone isn't working. This is, and why my wife is not getting my texts. So, yes, absolutely. Thank you for bringing that up. God. So, and the retrograde, I'm so sorry. When did you say the retrograde starts?
The shadow period started yesterday on the 6th.
Oh, wow.
Oh, good heavens. Good heavens.
It snuck up on quite a few people.
Well, yes. Yes, actually, it's going to sneak up on a lot of people, you know, and I'm seeing that the Mercury retrograde itself is starting on the 21st of this month. So now that we're in the shadow period, what this may mean for listeners who's not sure what Brian is referring to, the shadow period of Mercury retrograde is a ramp into the Mercury retrograde energies. Mercury, of course, is the planet that rules communication. Mm-hmm. And actually, Brian, since you brought this one up, would you like to explain to our listeners what Mercury retrograde can wreak upon the world?
It would be better coming from you. You have a much more eloquent way of putting it.
Okay, my friend. I just didn't want to completely bogart your topic here. You know, Mercury retrograde is, of course, the planet that rules communication. So this is a time of misunderstandings, and it's a time of also electronic malfunctions. Mercury affects energy flow on the Earth, and we do communicate with one another electronically via text and, good heavens, phone calls, computers, everything. So this is a time, because communication is affected, that we need to slow down, and that's what's wrong with my brain tonight. There we go. We need to slow down and be patient with one another. It's never recommended to start a brand new project under a Mercury retrograde. It is administrative energy, so it's a fantastic time to follow up or finish projects that are actually you started and maybe put on the back shelf.
Already in the works, yeah.
Brian, have you noticed in the middle of this retrograde shadow period, have you noticed energy shifting out there where you're at with people breaking up or different life paths coming forward just very suddenly, especially since this January 3rd full moon in Cancer?
Yes, I've noticed it particularly in, you know, my area is the corporate world, and there's quite a bit going on there right now, a lot of upheaval, people getting ready to leave their jobs, finding that their jobs that they've been working on don't really suit them anymore. A lot of people have told me that, you know, they're looking in other into other avenues, things like that.
Well, see, there you go. So what you're witnessing out in the corporate world is, again, people having this enormous awareness of the self. A dear friend of myself and Marcia's, Sue Powell, who is a wonderful practitioner here in Billings, Montana at Barjan's Books, she had a wonderful comment on this phenomenon, Brian, and she said that this was the time to forgive the self for the past and to be who we are now, to be the now person.
Right.
And this is very important, gang, when we're dealing with 2015's year of reconciliation. This is the year we go live. This is the year we bring who we really are truly to the table. No excuses, no baffles, no holds barred. Bring it. That's this year.
Brian, do you think all this had anything to do with what happened during your holiday?
Possibly. Well, I might as well tell you, but on December 29th, I was attacked by two dogs, one of which was a pit bull.
Oh, my gosh.
That was the fourth dog attack in that month. And then subsequently, something came to mind when you were discussing January 3rd. Just a few minutes ago, because when the new year started, January 1st, suddenly I felt this incredible rush of negative energy, and it carried over into January 2nd. And so, but I refused to let it get to me, and it, I just turned it into a positive. I channeled my energy into some more writing, and ended
Good
up
job.
January 2nd, that Friday, ended up being a fantastic night. And so that was the lesson from there, but I did feel all the things that you were talking about, how the energy changeover was just massive for anybody who can feel it. So my heart goes out to anybody who was suffering through things like that, but it is possible to turn it into a positive, and so
Absolutely.
That's what we have to be hoping for.
Yeah. What do you do for a living, Brian? If you want to tell us, you don't have to.
What I don't do anymore, or what don't I do? Let me. I can't speak tonight.
Me
well,
neither,
hey,
Brian.
That's
it's
all
okay.
of us.
It's okay.
But no, I of course work a corporate job right now, and I'm hoping to get out of that very very soon because I'm going through my own transformation. As you both mentioned a few minutes ago, I'm identifying things that I more want to do, and there's just some things that don't work for me anymore. And so I work a corporate job. I also contribute writing to a magazine, and then also just looking into doing my own thing. For big focus for me this year is freedom.
Awesome.
Yay!
That sounds great.
No, and that's amazing. And what you're talking about, if you're listening and you are identifying with Brian's journey here, there will be many people this year who will look out into the mirror and just not have a malaise or not have a maliciousness about the changes right now. Just look at, there will be a lot of people looking at their life path and their jobs saying,
right.
This just doesn't fit. This is a pair of pants that doesn't fit. It's not emotional. It's not a big deal. I just can't do it anymore. This
right,
is going
right.
into the goodwill pile on my life path. And for many people, this is occurring. You know, it's interesting, Brian, you talk about feeling a weird negative energy on New Year's Eve. I was playing New Year's Day. I was playing New Year's Eve. I had a big show I was headlining here in Billings in Montana. And it was a wonderful venue, wonderful crowd, yet the energy was not the venue or the crowd's issue. It was what was in the general ethers was
right.
so nasty and heavy that I was
yeah.
standing there, right? And I was standing there with my
yeah.
wife, and I grabbed her arm and I said, I'm sorry I'm being clingy right now. I said, there's something in the air and it's just kicking my butt. And the next
yeah.
day, it was very depressive. I talked to some friends here in Montana who had a rotten New Year's Eve because it was just weird. It was like Twilight Zone New Year's Eve.
Yeah.
And that's what happened. And so I did the same thing. I tried to channel that into positive energy, and I was a little butthurt that my New Year's Eve was so weird, but I was like, okay, whatever. You know what? Whatever. And I was noticing that other people in the venue were noticing it as well.
Yes. And I was there too with Danielle. I got to watch this time and not sing. Well, I sang a little.
I made you get up and sing a little
yeah,
bit. Come on.
She
now.
Called me up.
I did.
But but watching people, it was really interesting how they handled all the energy coming in, because I think a couple of them freaked out a little bit.
Well, they did. And Brian, something to share with you also about this transcendence period, and that's what I'm calling it. We went... I want everybody out there listening to think of a staircase and how every stair is equilaterally higher than the stair before it and the stair after it. That's a staircase. Now, I want you to picture going up the staircase, and all of a sudden there's two stairs missing, yet the next stair kind of hits you in the chest. So instead of being able to just walk up without thinking, you have to kind of put your elbows on it and lift your body up onto that next stair, and it takes effort. And that literally is the energy that we came out of into the energy field that we are in. The vibration just went wink and shot way up there, and it actually caused a lot of panic with people.
Right.
So that's what the negative heaviness was darkness also getting pushed off the edges of the table as this vibration just shot right up. It created quite a polarization.
Yes, definitely. And people felt it, but they did. Most of us don't know what's going on exactly when we're feeling this, so we panic instead of handling it with ease and grace.
Well, that's true. And Brian, I like the way that you turned your negative into a positive by focusing on writing. I went very internal as well. I started writing songs and just really became a shut-in for a day or so while I recovered from that energy signature. So I hear you.
Well, I capped it off after the writing. I said, well, it's still not going to ruin my day, so Friday's my bowling night, and I ended up just going bowling, having a great time, and several drinks.
I know, right? I hear you.
Like
some good old liquid attitude adjustment does not hurt anything sometimes. I was right there with you. Good heavens. Yeah, the following Friday, that was you know, getting that kind of whooped together, it started to lighten up then. But yeah, I'm inspired, Brian, by your comments of just how much freedom that you're feeling. And I hope our listeners are commiserating with this, because many people are feeling this freedom, and it's frightening many people because they're not sure what to do with the new them, which was always them.
Right. But there's always practitioners out there that can help you with that.
Well, that is true. That is true. Good heavens. Well, Brian, thank you so much for calling in with your experiences. It is so appreciated. I love when you call all the way from Michigan. This is fantastic.
Yeah, that's wonderful. Thank you.
Thank you so much.
You betcha. You have a good night, Brian.
You too. Bye.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
Guys, you're listening to Sight Unseen. I'm your host, Danielle Agnew. With me is co-host Marcia Reichert. We're on mtradio.net.
Don't go anywhere. Sight Unseen. We'll be right back. Fit Body Bootcamp. Billings. Mind. Body. Life. Actual clients. Tell their stories.
My biggest success, going from a size 34 to a size 30 for my pants and losing 25 pounds.
I went from 25% body fat down to 15% body fat.
I have lost 45 pounds.
Fit Body Bootcamp Billings, 601 24th Street West in Westgate Village. Be the change you want to see.
There's a darkness.
This place hadn't been touched for years.
And it made me feel terrified.
I don't like that place.
Bring it on.
Evil is the opposite of light and of God. And I think that can take on a lot of different forms.
Whatever you are, I know what you are.
The place was boarded up.
Fear grabs us all.
Montgomery House, The Perfect Haunting, a Danielle Agnew film. Available on DVD at montgomeryhousehaunting.com.
Hey there, it's Rebecca from Fit Body Bootcamp Billings. We've got a new way of working out that can burn more fat and make your body more athletic in less time. I'm talking about the Fit Body Bootcamp fat-burning workouts that will do the job of a one-hour traditional workout in only 30 minutes. Our secret sauce is how we create the afterburn effect with combined resistance training and cardio to make sure you burn more fat after each session. Try our 21-day Fat Loss Inferno program to see for yourself. You'll get our exclusive program with our Fit Body Jumpstart Nutrition Plan. Call 850-8459 to reserve your spot. New members only, please.
Hey, psychic and medium Danielle Agnew here. It's that time of year. We're ramping into the holidays, and with that comes the holiday stress. Sleepless nights because your brain won't shut down. My meditation CD, Creation Whispers, is a massage for the mind. I've composed a musical canvas that specifically inspires theta waves in the brain, which triggers the deep relaxation that's necessary to fall asleep. Download my album, Creation Whispers, from iTunes today and get the rest your body is craving. Also available on CD at Barjans in downtown Billings. At Soul Sync Body Work in downtown Billings, we're here to unlock your deepest relaxation potential with a combination treatment. Two practitioners at once for the price of one. Licensed massage therapist and Celtic tonal healer Marsha Reichert bathes you in the energy of hot stone massage and vocal tones, while holistic reflexologist Craig Harris relieves the tension in your day with a relaxing foot rub. Call Soul Sync Body Work for your appointment today at 281-0135 or visit soulsyncbodywork.com.
Hey guys, Danielle Agnew here, inviting you to uncover secrets of the spiritual world in exquisite and disturbing detail through my eyes with my book, True Tales of the Truly Weird, Real Paranormal Accounts from a Real Psychic. From ghosts, demons, extraterrestrials, kachinas, elementals, to people who even cannibalize another person's liver, True Tales of the Truly Weird is an expose on what's really lurking beyond. Are you ready for the truth? Grab your hard copy or Kindle version today at Amazon.com. Also available for Nook and iBook.
And now, back to Sight Unseen.
Hey everybody, welcome back to Sight Unseen. I am your host, Danielle Agnew. With us this wonderful hour is our guest, Celtic tonal healer, Marsha Reichert. She is also owner of Soul Sync Body Works here in Billings, Montana, which is actually a metaphysical healing center. And before we get into our next segment here, Marsha, I want you to tell us a little bit about... Ah, we have a call. That's cool. We're going to hold that right there. Hey, caller, welcome to the show. You're on Sight Unseen. I'm your host, Danielle Agnew. With me is my guest, Marsha Reichert. What's your name and where are you calling from?
Susan from California. Very happy New Year to you, Danielle.
Susan from California, I am happy to hear your voice, my friend. It's wonderful to hear you all the way from California. How are you?
Oh, well, not bad. I'm more concerned with how I'm going to be, which is part of the reason I'm calling in. But something I've been thinking about, Danielle, and maybe Marsha's work kind of ties into this. I've been listening to Danielle on various shows for a few years, and she has spoken, among other things, of our galaxy traveling through an area with a speeding up of time sense, was it? And mm-hmm. the ethers and all that. And I'm just feeling like energy, things are kind of speeding up, but I'm still stuck where I've been. And I guess Marsha, with her tonal work, would also be an energetic kind of thing.
Oh, yeah.
Well, you know, I do believe in a higher power, and sometimes we're put in places to do some work for that power.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm trying to figure out what it wants me to do or why I am so stuck in the position I am, which I do not enjoy.
You know, okay.
I mean,
she's dying to answer you, Susan, and then I'll answer you. You go first, Marsha. You go, and then I'll go.
Marsha.
That's all she ever hears.
And you can say it again if you want to. Susan, take a deep breath and blow it all out, and then tell me what you do for other people all the time.
Well, right now, because I'm unemployed, and I got unemployed about an hour after I reported my employer for safety violations.
Oh, my.
So, right now, I'm kind of drifting on the kindness of strangers and babysit for one family and help out with household things where I am couch surfing at the present. And I have been treated with nothing but kindness everywhere I've gone.
That's awesome.
But, well, I prefer to be in the giving position rather than the taking.
Well,
position.
Sure, but do you think that you're giving back to those people while you're there?
Yeah.
I know you are.
I don't know if it's enough in my own head.
You don't know if it's enough?
I don't know how it's... Yeah.
Uh-huh.
But, you know, this is my own head.
Right.
And that's that can be a dark and scary place.
So what exactly do you do for people on a day-to-day basis? You know, when you're walking past someone and you just feel that they need a lift on that day, what do you do?
Well, I've got a goofy page on Facebook.
Yes.
And I post a bunch of cartoons on there.
Oh, good.
And they, you know, get a lot of compliments on it. Where I'm staying, yeah, I do things like taking laundry to the laundromat, wash dishes, floors, that kind of stuff.
That's awesome for people. I also have a feeling that you brighten their day. Every day.
Actually, she does. I'm just saying.
use what I can to buy groceries and things.
But just attitudinally, you know.
Yeah. And the family where I was staying before, I go babysit their son when they need it. He's the only kid I'll babysit.
Oh, very cool. That's priceless.
I have
children. That is absolutely priceless. Do you know how expensive that is?
Yeah,
that's a wonderful gift, and especially if you're good with the children.
Which just one kid.
Uh huh.
That's it.
But yeah. I'm sure you're good with that child, right? That child probably really appreciates the fact that you're watching him as opposed to somebody else.
He regards me as one of his toys.
Oh, that's great.
That's awesome.
You're cool. You don't even need to pull a string to get you to say something awesome either. I mean, it just comes out. I'm just saying. You know,
yeah.
Susan, where I'm just going to kind of sidecar on Marcia's comments here. You know, I am looking at your life path, love, and one of the greatest lessons that you have had the opportunity to learn is receiving. And that has been something that's been very, very difficult for you over the years. That's a toughie. And to be on the receiving end, it's a humbling thing. And it puts gratitude into such a perspective. And it wasn't that you were ingratitudinal to begin with. It's just that now I'm seeing this profound gratitude that you have. And yeah, we all want to get our groove and get up and running and do what we're going to do. And I've got some very interesting news for you, my friend, about that.
Yeah.
You know, this year is 2015 is when we go live. And there have been dramatic dead stops in people's lives all over the country, all over the world. I mean dead stops in long-term careers they've had. Like you mentioned, you reported a violation and immediately you were dismissed. There is a panic that darkness has right now. And it's going to have a very difficult time. Darkness and a-holes and weirdos and people who want to take their half out of the middle and those who victimize and subjugate are going to have a very, very difficult time in 2015, this year of reconciliation. Because what you reap is what you sow this year. So with regard to you, Susan, and, you know, I've been meaning to talk to you about this anyway. However, we got you on the air here. You know, you have a profound, and I'll expand on it later off the air, yet you have a profound calling, and it is inspirational for others. And you've had an opportunity to see through Facebook and other modalities, they're telling me, how your words matter. You're a writer, you know, several books under the belt here, and you're an author, a very accomplished author, in my opinion.
Thank you.
Well, you're welcome. I mean, this is huge stuff. And what I'm seeing you do is taking this writing and working towards advocation for people. And this is going to change. So it's not like this thing you're going to step into is going to be what you're doing the rest of your entire natural life. Yet I see you getting out there. These are seminars of inspiration for people. This is how to get bullies off of people's backs. And I did note something a while back, just in all fairness, so people can understand where I'm coming from here. I saw something on Facebook that you had posted regarding who would come to a seminar if I was giving seminars on how to get your credit together or whatnot, because, of course, you come from this background of credit and dealing with creditors, and you also have some very important spiritual physics that you can plug into this. And what I saw categorically for you, should you choose it, and that's what the angel who walks with your life path is saying very strongly, should you choose it, is writing up your own materials, getting those materials out there, having people go through PayPal, whatever it is, signing up for classes, getting people in there and starting to create these products and easy to read books. Okay. And these are books that you could crack out. It's going to seem like common sense to you. They look shorter to me. And this may sound dry, but actually what you're doing is you're giving people manuals in real life language with a sense of humor so they don't feel like they're talking to an alien, in how to deal with overcoming negative situations. You, my friend, I think years ago, I believe you came to one of my forums talking about your superhero powers.
Yeah.
Down in California, down in Burbank. And
yep.
If I believe your superhero power, and I'm calling back on your angels for this one, was it the Eradicator?
Yeah.
Okay, that's because I'm like, okay, what was that? The Eradicator. And it's not that you have to take on doing the dirty work for everybody else, Susan. It's about you empowering others to do it. Your gift of alas, it's the gift of the tongue and gift of language and writing. Should you choose to create these even ebooks that maybe, you know, 70 pages long, 100 pages long, they're easy reads for people. You know, how to do this, how to do that. And I'm seeing you give how to deal with creditors, how to deal with in the workplace if you're getting bullied. I see you being inspirational. And again, it's not that you're having to save everyone. You are empowering other people to save themselves. And should you choose this modality and really throw down on it, you are going to see huge results with this. It gives, this gives of yourself to others, okay? And you receive from others as you help them help themselves. And obviously there's some dead presidents attached to this, okay? There's some income attached to this. And that's helpful too. Yet it is, and you start that huge brain of yours starts saying, okay, I'm going to start this book series on this how-to series, and I see lots and lots of digital downloads on this, and I see huge opportunities for you to go ahead and put on seminars. I mean, and there's lots of places in the local California area. Heck, the place you went to the seminar that I put on, that was a very nominal fee for that room. I mean, it was really low. And so I don't see any problem with you getting people to sign up or go. And once you start this and you start getting it out there, you can even, they're showing me you doing it on the web also, Susan.
What I was going to say. Okay. Yeah, I see web work.
You see web work too. Okay, yeah. So you're getting two psychics saying, excuse me, Marcia, an intuitive. You got a psychic and an intuitive here. Telling you, you're doing this on the web too, and people being able to sign in from all over. And I'm sorry I'm talking so fast at you, Susan. I got a lot of angels here. The bottom line here is that you've been called for a while to step into this position of inspiration, and you have not been a fail. You have been a success. They're telling me that in your efforts on Facebook and here and there with people individually, you have been building up to this. This is a successful launch for you. So choose this path. It's no skin off your nose, darling, to rip out written material and to be funny about it and to be informational. It's what you do. You're designed for this.
Okay, well, I guess a pair of psychics beat an unemployed attorney any day.
Well, and that's just the thing, you know, and an unemployed attorney, it's funny you put it that way. What your angels say is the gift and the service are now focused. In other words, if I'm going to write about how to fix your credit or how to deal with wrongful people, or if I'm the little guy trying to get out there and get some help, Susan, and I'm happy to blast this all over my sites that you're offering this material, because I have people asking me all the time, how do I get out of these ruts? I'm not an attorney. I'm a channel, man. I can't help you with some of this stuff. So, you know, for somebody like you, though, you can, and it is your gift. And there are many people coming into reconciliation with that which has oppressed them. And this old system, Susan, it's dying. It's dying. And so for you to bring, to say, I am an attorney, and I'm writing about these things, and I understand, I'm positive, and I can help you, and here's my seminar, and here's my, you know, downloadable books, and I see them just, darling, my God. Tony Robbins, step aside. We got Susan Thatcher here, so just saying.
Okay.
Susan, may I point something out in a very loving way?
Oh, please.
You didn't talk about any of those things when I was asking you what you did for people on a day-to-day basis. And I know you do all this every single day. So just think about that and think about the good attributes like I was talking about at the beginning of the show. Relax, give yourself a break. Nothing's wrong in your life, but really, really good things are going to happen because you can help people.
Okay.
Amen. That just gets a big amen. I don't even know what to say to that except for amen. And Susan, really, well, I am happy because...
Thank you so much and a very happy new year to both of you ladies.
Well, thank you, Susan.
Well, thank you, Susan. And, you know, of course, I wish you all the best, of course.
Of course.
Good night. Good night now. Oh, my goodness. Well, you know, we are getting so many wonderful callers. So many wonderful callers. Michigan and California. And very humbling, you know, calls. Both the people calling in. Of course, Susan, an attorney from California calling in. And then, of course, we've got Brian, who works in the financial industry out in Michigan. All these wonderful people calling in. And one of the things that Susan touched on, and we didn't quite wrap up with her, is the time, the fact that time is flying.
Yes.
And what's interesting about this, guys, is what Susan was referring to is that the planet Earth in our solar system, in our Milky Way galaxy, had our galaxy entered into a gravitational well zone in the Milky Way that is very dense. And our Milky Way galaxy wobbles through this dense gravitational zone about every 50 to 60,000 years. Now you add rotation to gravity and what you get is time augmentation. So we started into this deep magnetic band going across. We started into that and that was about 2008. Okay, and that was also during the time when the quote recession, which was a big fat fake recession, don't get me started on that, that caused a real recession after that because people got scared. We're actually technically coming out of that time acceleration in 2015. And so time has been sped up. We're coming out of the backside of that crunched area. And so we've been cooking through it. We're going to start to feel like we've got a little more time to work on things. Yet there was an accelerated time frame where the human species really needed to get our lessons out of the way quickly. Because with 2015, we go live. It is time for us to apply our gifts.
Right, right. I don't know about anybody else, but it seemed like 2014 just flew by.
Oh, God, it did.
It was February and then it was December. And I realized that I spent a month in Ireland and Scotland on a spiritual journey, which was a lot like a vacation. But even that, everything just flew by. So
it did fly by. I mean, I've been attempting to even return phone calls or hook up with people. And I have been a fail in that regard. I mean, good heavens, the end of this year was a blur. I got married on November 20th and then just, and here we are into the 7th of January. And I'm like, what the heck happened between here? This just kind of went like a weird time sandwich.
Right.
So for everybody to be cognitive, and also I got angels here talking physics, apparently on the edges of any gravity singularity, whether on the edges of it is where we get the most time crunch. Unless you are on the edge of a black hole, that is where time is bent, apparently. Mm-hmm. Who knows? We don't know what happens in a black hole because we can't send anything in there that can get a message out. However, if you do see Interstellar, I recommend that movie. Wow, super cool. talks about black holes. But, you know, we're on the edge of that singularity. We're on the edge of that gravitational belt, okay, which is not a singularity. But at the edge of those gravity wells is where time is augmented the most. So we're coming out that way. So this year is going to haul. if you thought last year went fast, this year's going to haul.
Hold on, people.
Hold on, inertia can be fun if used properly. It can be fun if used properly. You know what I'm excited for, Marcia?
What's up?
First of all, I'm deeply excited to have you on the show.
Well, thanks.
You are fantastic with our callers, and you're a fantastic practitioner here in Billings. And people, you do vocal healing for people all over the place. Explain how that works.
I do. It doesn't matter whether I'm with you in person or if I'm... you could be in Ireland and I could do it for you.
Over the phone.
Which is fantastic, by the way. I have done that and it's really fun. I've done work for people in Toronto too. Just anybody that calls me and I can do it really anywhere. We can Skype or we can do it over the phone. But yeah, as long as you can hear my music and it's not all distorted, then it works. Sometimes even if it is distorted, it doesn't really matter.
What she's talking about is a healing overtone that's carried through the vocal notes, carried through the voice.
Right.
And there is a vibration that is set by the voice. And that vibration carries healing. Mm-hmm. And as a musician, of course, myself, I do a lot of tonal healing work and whatever. You do it vocally. You do it with your voice.
I do, yes.
And would you be open to doing maybe just a short, give people an idea of what you do here? Because
sure.
There's a lot of people listening that could use some healing. And I will let you take it from here.
Absolutely. Well, I'll send it out to the two people that called in.
There you go. Going
Brian
out to Brian and Susan.
All right, guys. On Raglan Road, on an autumn day, I saw her first and knew that her dark hair would weave a snare that I might one day rue. I saw the danger, yet I passed along the enchanted way. And I said, let grief be a fallen leaf at the dawning of the day.
Wow, that was quite something. Oh, my heavens. And I am proud to announce that I am going to be actually recording Ms. Marcia Reichert.
Yay!
Yes, I am. And I own several, well, I co-own, excuse me, several record labels. One I own all by myself, and that's what I'm going to put you out on is Ave Mox Music Group, and a beautiful healing record. Later this year, when we can get our poo in a group. I'm in the middle of a move right now. We got 3 feet of snow. But as soon as we get that done, my God, we're going for it. But I'm very excited to be able to give your music a format to where people can take your CD and feel the healing that you are able to instill.
And with Danielle's brilliance with all of this technical stuff, I'm pretty sure she'll make it sound like you're right here in the room with me.
Well, and that's my goal, because I'm sitting here listening through headphones in our beautiful mtradio.net studios, and I've got goosebumps up my back, you know, for how the vibration of healing that travels through sound, you guys. It's very important that we remember that we are over 68% water, the human body.
Right.
And water is one of the most effective conductors of wave material, and sound is a wave. And when I, in my own practice, I do tonal alignments and healings, but with Tibetan bowls.
Mm-hmm.
And I'll sit those right on people and ring them and do all kinds of stuff. And it releases all kinds of aches and pains and
absolutely
emotional
weirdness.
Yes, it
does. I can attest to that.
You're getting up and wiggling your hips. I can move my hips.
That's right.
It's like, well, you go, hula girl. You work that out.
And I did hula.
Awesome. You know, this is what, you know, what we're dealing with, too, is a lot of coming together for the many.
Yes.
And our caller, Susan, who I am obviously familiar with on a personal level, and have had the opportunity to do some wonderful work with in the past, and in the future I will as well. And this is a brilliant, just to use our caller as an example, you know, brilliant attorney and great gifts, amazing gifts of the spirit. And being able to bring that forward to aid in the victimization of others, but doing it in a way that uplifts the many, because that's where her heart is.
Right. Yeah. I see her doing really amazing things.
I'm really excited
to hear about this.
Me too. And I am very happy to help and spread the word. Our other caller, as a matter of fact, Brian, that wrote a fantastic book that is called Revelations Incorporated. And it's all about how big business has been pulling the wool over people's eyes and what's actually going on in the business world. And so
oh,
it's...
Oh, boy. Yeah.
Yeah. So, I mean, people are coming forward to uplift the needs of the many and educate. And I am so excited about 2015, Marcia.
Oh, yeah. That's fantastic. I'm so glad there's so many people willing to help each other out there.
Well, right. And we need to... need's a bad word. We should choose. We should choose
yes.
to bring our gifts and talents forward that give others tools that enable them to give others tools that enable them to give others tools. It's a pay it forward concept.
Absolutely. Yeah.
And you might have been noticing this also as a small business owner here in Billings, Montana, that a lot of the money that used to just be eaten up by large corporations is starting to filter down through a lot of smaller corporations and even independent practitioners like yourself or me or anybody right. else. And so people may think the old modality of, oh, well, these big companies have all the money. This next year, you guys, in the last couple minutes we have here, watch for the money transition happening.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. yeah. It's going to go from those who, the big companies who have it, it's going to get distributed down through the masses. Mm-hmm. So if you're a little guy, quote, little guy, end quote, you're actually in the pole position for this year. Because yeah. this energy is going to favor those who are small, light on their feet, able to move independently. That is what is favored this year. And Marcia, before we're out of time, tell people where your business is located, what your practitioners do. I do want people to know about Soul Sync Body Work. If you're anywhere in the Billings, Montana area or surrounding areas and you're stopping through town, where can people find you?
I'm at 208 North 29th Street in the Head and Empire Building, and I'm in Suite 227. We've moved around the corner, and we are in a nice big suite now. And we've got all kinds of people working with us. We've got a hypnotherapist that's there all the time now. We've got four massage therapists. We've got a Reiki master, well, two Reiki masters. Me doing Celtic tonal healing along with a lot of other things. We have psychic readers. We have people that do tarot cards and life coaches and Roy Pack, who does fabulous energy work, and we don't even know what to call it. We just love it.
And you guys know Roy, my co-host who pretends to be just a psych guy, but he's a big intuitive on the soul, who actually Marcia's going to be sitting in for tonight as a guest host. And Marcia, what's the phone number people could contact you at?
406-252-4832 is our office number.
And your website?
Is www.soulsyncbodywork.com.
Are you on Facebook and Twitter?
I am on both, yes.
Under?
Soul Sync Body Work.
Fabulous. And as always, you guys can always find me on Facebook and Twitter, Danielle Agnew, EGNEW. Let me know what you think about the show and say howdy. I love that. You can also hit me up, of course, on Mondays and Wednesdays at Barjon's Books. My private practice has an outreach there where I can do readings for you. You can call them on those 2 days at area code 406-252-4398. That's 406-252-4398. And I can do all kinds of phone readings as well as readings for you here Thursdays and Fridays. Go ahead and hit me up. It's contact at Danielle Agnew, EGNEW-advisor.com. And let me know what you got working here. Stick around, you guys. Me and Marcia are going to be coming back on The Soul directly following Sight Unseen. So stay with us. We're going to continue our discussion about the transient energies.